We have got Moses Enriquez with us. Look, you fought hard. I know you didn't get the victory, but you fought hard in difficult conditions through the 4 days.
Yeah. I mean, it was a big ask in the end. Unfortunately, pretty poor batting performance, especially in the first innings. Just we weren't able to give bowlers the rest they needed. I probably thought it was on day one, great conditions for bowling, slow outfield as well. And, I think in their first innings they might have got 20 or 30, maybe even 40 too many. And then we were in our first innings, we were under par as well with the bat. So, and then because of that, asking the bowlers to turn around so quickly, not giving them much time off. It's a hard task bowling 100 and sort of 150 overs across the first 2 days, and then even some more yesterday. So, they obviously were able to get to 270 in the second innings on the back of, probably some fatiguing bowlers there. That's a team issue at the moment. We're probably just not quite doing what we need to be doing in both departments. But the conditions have probably been, so far in the games we've played, have probably favoured the bowlers a little bit. They've been low scoring games, but I still feel like myself and the rest of our batting team haven't quite found a strategy that has worked so far. So we're going to have to look deep and have a bit of a, analyse and learn and see what we're doing and see what the best are doing and, where's the breakdown and how we can adapt quicker to, these kind of challenging bowling conditions, because they are enjoyable to play on, these low-scoring games, results, and it's nice to be a part of these types of fixtures where there's a lot happening. So it's, it keeps you really engaged, but it's just a matter of, as a batter, how can you last a little bit longer, get the ball a little bit softer, and as a bowler, how can we get them out a little bit quicker? So, they're the age-old cricket questions, but, unfortunately, we're just not doing it very well at the moment.
So you've got yourself and Dan. Outside of that, it's a fairly inexperienced batting lineup. As a captain, as a leader, what are you saying to the younger guys? Because clearly a few of them are low on confidence.
Yeah, look, it's a tough ask for a lot of young cricketers trying to find their way at this level, especially, on wickets like this. And it's actually a great opportunity for me and Dan to stand up and try and lead through actions rather than, there's obviously, we do a lot of talking and chatting in the back rooms and stuff, but at the end of the day, when you are a little bit more experienced, you do need to go out and lead the way on the field, and show that there are runs to be had out there. And unfortunately, in the last couple of games, we haven't really done that. So I think the first things first, as the experienced players, we've got to make sure we're doing our thing, and scoring our runs and showing the way through our actions. But there's definitely lots of conversations being had. It's not easy. It's not easy for us, let alone the younger cricketers coming through. So, I'll just keep encouraging them, as I'll encourage myself to keep learning, looking back at, what they tried this game, what they tried last game, what's worked for them in the past, etc. So, and then you obviously look to the top, and your Steve Smiths, your Marnuses, these guys who score runs in conditions like this and find a way in conditions like this, what they're doing. So there's a lot to be learned everywhere. Even in this game, Petey found a method in both innings. 40 odd in the first and 90 in the second, very valuable runs in the context of a pretty low scoring fixture. So, and even that partnership between Travis and Will on day one, I think they would have faced the best part of 30 overs between them, with a brand new ball in conditions that were seeming round, and it might not seem like much runs wise, but I think both those 30s were extremely valuable in the context of the game, and taking a little bit of shape out of the ball and instilling a bit of change and belief as well, that maybe the wicket's a bit better than it actually was. So, you know, there's a lot to learn from, you know, everywhere and every ball that's bowled in a game of cricket.
And just finally, having Nathan Lyon back as well, I'm sure that helped around the group. So just a word on him, but also for you, being captain, it's obviously a proud cricketing state, such a successful cricketing state. Can you actually enjoy the challenge that's ahead? Because it's something a bit unique for you as well to be having this sort of thing going on.
Yeah, it is. You know, traditionally, obviously, or even in my past, we've you know, won some Shield tournaments or some Sheffield Shields and won some one-day competitions and T20 competitions. So we're definitely used to you know, being closer to the top of the table, playing in a lot of finals, and last year and obviously so far this year hasn't been what it should be. But I think a lot of that is down to the maybe some of us experienced players not actually leading the way as well. Like I had a pretty mediocre season last year, and in red ball haven't started that well either. So I think, again, it's when you're looking at a whole team sort of perspective, from my point of view as a captain, I've got to look internally first and go, what am I doing? What can I change? You know, what can I do better? And then sort of just ask the rest of the players to do the exact same thing. And if people think they're bringing everything, then so be it. But we've got to keep learning as a group, I think. But, you know, in terms of the first part of that question with Nathan, it's a pleasure to have him back around. And I think even on a wicket that wasn't really offering him much, there was actually a period in the first innings where he came on and just blocked up one end, and were able to keep things rolling at the other end, and sort of gave some of our bowlers a bit of a spell. So, and then also in the second innings, if we didn't have him keeping it tight at one end and getting through the overs quick, we're down on overs, we're probably going to lose a couple of points. And at this stage of the competition, you know, you don't want to be giving up any sort of, you know, it sounds silly, but the fact that he can actually keep pressure on and get through the overs quickly as well, you know, in the scheme of the competition, the possibility of losing points is pretty crucial. So just little things like that, it's great to have another experienced head in the change room just to keep things calm. But yeah, it is a challenge, mate, and I think that's part of, you know, to answer the third part of the question, I think that's part of why I wanted to take the captaincy up again, because the first couple of times I did it, probably did it in with some more experienced teams, with, you know, it was a slightly easier job, not that it's ever easy, but been around a while now, and if I kind of feel like I owe it to the state and owe it to the team to give it, you know, everything I've got for however long I've got left to try and get our team back to where it should be. And it's not going to plan right now in this in the first three games, but we were very close in the first game. We dominated for 4 days and couldn't quite get the win, and unfortunately we've just been outplayed the last two games, but there's still seven to go, and yeah, the season's still very early on.
It's always great watching you play cricket. It's also great listening to you talk about cricket. Bad luck over the last 4 days, but good luck for the rest of the season.
Thanks, mate. Thank you.
Cheers. Moses Enriquez, back to you, boys.
Thanks, mate.
Awesome.